Rock 107. WIRX, good morning. It is 7:36. We got a high of 68, a low of 45 tonight. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. This morning, though, I want to talk about things that are completely socially acceptable. They're fine if you do it, but you feel awkward doing them. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. To kind of give you an idea of what I'm talking about, here's mine. It's completely socially acceptable to go into a store and not buy anything. But I feel so awkward leaving if I don't buy anything. Oh my God. The anxiety that I have if I walk into a store like, oh, well, I'm going to go check the store out. And you go and you go, huh, well, nothing really here for me. I think I'll go now. That's when the anxiety sets in. You're like, oh, God, they're going to think I'm stealing something. Like, I seriously, it takes everything I have in my body, in my soul to not go, I swear to God, I'm not stealing anything. I just didn't find anything I liked or wanted today. I'm going to go now, but I'm not stealing anything. Every time, man. It gets me every single time. Ugh, I'm getting kind of anxious just talking about it. I swear to God. So if you see me going to a store and I don't buy anything, I swear to God I'm not stealing anything. I swear, okay? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What socially acceptable thing do you feel awkward doing? We got some great comments on Facebook. I'll read a few of them. We'll do some more later on. Jen, who actually works here, she said, talking to moms at the park who are in close proximity, it's always hard to tell if they want to engage or they're just being polite. I can see that. Kind of a lot of social situations where it is completely acceptable to say hi, start a conversation. Hell, it's acceptable to just be quiet. But you just there's all this awkward and anxiety that builds up. That's a good one. Brad said shopping for adult toys. Hey, it's totally acceptable, but I can see where that would feel awkward. Go down to Lion's Den like, all right, I know it's okay to be here. This is why this place is here. It's not awkward. It's only awkward if I make it awkward. Don't make it awkward. Sherry said just talking to people. Tatiana said, saying excuse me if someone gets in my way. I know exactly what she's talking about. You know, you almost feel like you're being a dick if you're like, excuse me. You're not. You're actually doing the polite thing. But I guess it's all in the tone. If you're like, excuse me, then maybe I could see it being a little awkward, but it's totally fine. If I'm in your way, just say, excuse me, Brock, and I will gladly move. You know what? I will not think you're a dick. I swear to God. Steve said taking a dump in the women's bathroom. I don't know about that one, Steve. I may have to get into the socially acceptable book on that one. It's totally acceptable, socially acceptable, to go number two in public. But you should probably do it in the appropriate bathroom. Now, if you're just sneaking into the ladies' room because you think it's funny, I don't think that's socially acceptable. It is funny because the women are walking there and go, oh my God, who did that? That's terrible. And then you'll know in your heart that was you. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What socially acceptable thing do you feel awkward doing? Good morning. 7:48 and 48. Don't forget, a little bit later on, we got Hey Kiki. She is going to be answering another listener question like she likes to do every Monday. It's always good for a laugh or for some really good information. Yeah, we try and answer some really hardball questions. This week, though, I don't think it's a hardball question. I think it's a funny one. Anyway, Hey Kiki's coming up here in just a little bit. This morning, though, we're talking about completely socially acceptable things, all right? Something that is not against the law. It's allowed. We've, as a society, agreed that that's fine, but you still feel awkward doing. Mine is going into a store and then not buying anything and then leaving. I feel so unbelievably awkward when I do that. And I know I shouldn't. It's totally fine for me to go into a store and not buy anything, but I always feel like everyone's looking at me like, oh, that guy stole something. That guy stole something. Anyway, we got some more great comments on Facebook. Emily said shaking hands because so many things cross her mind. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Or whenever, like me, and I'm a handshaker too, but like when I see someone who didn't wash their hands and then somehow later on in the day, I end up shaking the hand. I'm like, oh, man, I remember you didn't wash your hand in the bathroom. I saw that. Stephanie said making random eye contact. Oh, or you do like the, do I do the head nod? That can be awkward at times, especially when it happens a couple times in a row. Like you're just out and you're looking around and then you make eye contact with someone and then you look away and then like 5 minutes later you make eye contact again and then you just die a little inside. You just die inside. Rick said talking. I like this one. Lee said blowing my nose. It's socially acceptable. It's actually better to blow your nose and just keep there and sniffle, just sniffling for hours. But for some reason, we just go, hur, hur. People look at you like you're the devil. That's a great one. Corey said cocaine. Come on, Corey. Come on. Is it socially acceptable now? I don't know. Let's see. Celeste said PDA. Now, this one, I don't know. Because I don't like holding hands, a peck on the cheek or on the lips. But if you're just going to tonsil town, right? If you're tonguing your partner's throat in public, I don't know if that's socially acceptable. That's a conversation for a totally different day. And then Hayden said dancing. It is socially acceptable, but you feel awkward doing it. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll be back with more. Good morning. Hi. It is the Blamby Morning Show. So I write. We're wrapping up our topic for today. What socially acceptable thing do you feel awkward doing? There's a lot of things out there that, you know what, it's totally fine. We as a group, as a people, as a society said, that's fine, that's okay, you can do that. But then deep down inside when you do it, you die a little. You die a little inside, and there's just things you can't help with that. Let's take a couple phone calls here, see what socially acceptable things you feel awkward doing. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I don't know about anybody else, but as a service technician, asking to use the restroom in a customer's home is quite awkward.
Oh, yeah, I bet, man. I've never had to do that, but I don't like using other people's bathrooms, even if I'm invited there for like a party or something.
Yeah.
I hope you have to. I hope you don't have to go today. Just hold it if you have to. Okay.
I usually can find a pretty good excuse to leave.
All right, man. That's a good one. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks.
All right, bye. Bye. I can only imagine being on like the work site or working in someone's house for like 6 hours, 5 hours. And you got to go, oh, I would feel so awkward. I wouldn't do it. I would have the most, my bladder would be ruined. My intestines would be shot, just holding everything. And no, I'm fine. Sir, you've been here for 12 hours. You haven't used the restroom once. I'm okay. I'm okay. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Morning.
my thing about the whole socially acceptable thing is, like, when you're crossing a street and you're at the light,
uh-huh,
it's okay to do it, but in the back of my mind, I feel like I'm just holding everybody up. Like, man, this guy just needs to cross the street already. They need to go somewhere. I got to run.
Get these. Oh, you do that. You do that awkward, like, fast walk, like that mall walk. Like, oh, God, I got to get across the street.
Like, you got, since you got 30 seconds, but it's like, you got 5 in your mind. You just... It's uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. I'm laughing because I can picture every single person doing that fast walk across the street. It's like you got the little good to go sign. You know, you got the guy walking sign. It's your time. But you still feel rushed. That's a great one, man. That's a great one. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, bye. That actually just happened the other day for me. There was a guy crossing the street and he started doing like he saw me. And it was he had the right of way, all right? I was turning. He had the right of way. He could have taken his sweet time, but then he sees me. He kind of does that little hunched over wave, and then he does that little power walk that we all do, like, oh, gotta hurry, gotta hurry. And no, no, you don't. You have the time. I have to wait for you. But we still do it. Oh, that's a good one. Now I can just picture that guy hunched over, slight little wave, doing that power walk, that mall power walk. All right, everybody, thanks for the comments. Thanks for the calls. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.